Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. However, the game was 2 days ago, but I had to do some pondering before I decided to come on and speak about Tuesday's game. Yes, we lost the first game to a Calgary team that hits and battles well. However, something I'm learning about these playoffs as I was watching many other playoff games, they're calling everything, refs are. So everyone's going to have to get more disciplined if they don't want to be in the penalty box. I think power plays are going to be the maker or breaker of these playoff series. Used to be back in the day, you know, when playoffs happened, they hardly ever called any penalties. They let the teams play. Not this year. So this is for our team and for every team in the league that's playing in the playoffs. Discipline is going to have to be key in these series. There's a couple pucks that went off post. I think we could have shot the puck more on game one. And our power play, I don't know what to say about it. We've got to find a way to enter better. We've got to find a way to get more pucks to the net. You know, screens, whatever. Our power play is atrocious right now. And if we don't figure that part out, I'm a little bit afraid. So I don't know who spoke to who in the locker room after game one, but I hope that the leaders, Jamie Benn, Joe Pavelski, Tyler Seguin, I hope that there were some, not only, you know, laid in to them about what they should be doing, but I also hope there were some words of wisdom and encouragement. Because we do. We have probably one of the best balanced teams in the league of youth and leadership. This team is built for a playoff run. I mean, we had a rough season. You know, we got in by the skin of our teeth. But I think a lot of that has to do with still, you know, a player like Jason Robertson, where this is year two of his career, and he's still figuring stuff out. But in the same instance, in figuring stuff out, somehow he ends up with 41 goals. That's a pretty remarkable feat. There's a lot to learn for these young guys. We have a lot of strength. I mean, once we lost Jamie Oleksiak to the Kraken, I was really concerned. But Hakanpaa came in and he's taken that role just fine. We have the size. We have speed. But we're not one or the other. We're balanced. And we also have a defense that's very good. So we just have to split the series tonight. We split the series 1-1, go home. We're in a good place, guys. Let's get the one in Calgary. Let's go home and play game three at home. Get that one and get back on track. I mean, look what happened in the St. Louis Blues-Minnesota series. St. Louis, the first game, just destroyed Minnesota. And then last night, Minnesota came back and destroyed them. We're going to battle. We're not going to let them beat us up. And we're not going to be anyone else's stepping stone. We got here for a reason. And for anybody out there that thinks Dallas shouldn't be here, remember 2 years ago when everyone said the same thing? You know, I think we're a better team than we were 2 years ago because of the youth and because of the talent that we have. Roope Hintz, Jason Robertson on the same line. Those kids are special. Joe Pavelski's special. Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, y'all going to have to get your act together a little bit because we need you. And the fact that Jake Oettinger let one goal go through that happened to be a power play goal, it was the game-winning goal. But the point is, he played phenomenal in this very first game as a NHL goaltender in a playoff series. A lot of players are going to grow up right before our eyes in this playoffs. I believe that. Let's get a split, y'all. Game two tonight. Go Stars.